bu ba bu ba bam, ba bu ba bu ba bam, ba bu ba bu ba bam, ba bu ba bu ba Monday.
Now this is a version I have not heard before. This is this a bonus track?
Yes.
You're listening to Behind the Music. Rock impresario Jerry Aldini. When we first did the Boo Ba Boo Ba Boo song, it went well. And I said to Wendy, let's do a second track of the two of you singing it together. And that was the big hit, the bonus track.
I just, sometimes this song moves me.
Yeah. That's a movie. The song is built to pull emotion right out of you. Yeah. That's why they put the song together. It's an emotion suck. That's what it is.
Emotion suck?
Yeah, it sucks the emotion. If you have emotion anywhere within you, it finds it, and it pulls it right out of you. Can't help it. I would like to hear you do that part.
I can't get, you know what?
That part.
You could probably get as higher
maybe,
than me.
Maybe, possibly.
That's pretty high.
Is it just me? This does not seem like a President's Day to me. I got to be honest with you. It's not that I'm disappointed. It just doesn't seem like a President's Day. All the pageantry that I usually put together with a President's Day is just lacking. I don't know what it is.
You usually have fast facts about presidents, though.
I didn't even do it today.
I'll tell you, I am very disappointed that our kids had to go to school today. President's Day was supposed to be a day off for our district.
Right.
But since they had the Blizzard Friday off.
Today suffered.
Yeah.
You had to make up for it. But maybe that's better because at the end of the year when it starts getting nice out and you want to be outside, you don't want to be sitting in a classroom. Although there's no learning to be done at that point of the year anyway.
There is no learning. What, there's 3 months left of school?
All of June is a wash.
You
don't learn anything.
I think even May.
Most of May, probably. It's like for us adults, you know, like after Thanksgiving, be honest, nothing gets done. Everybody just goes, we'll look at that at the first of the year.
After the holidays,
yep. So from the third week of November and all of December, it's a waste of time in terms of work. And that's how it is for school in June, May and June.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
It's just too nice.
They allow for a certain amount of snow days, and they very rarely take them.
It's a small number, though, right?
Yeah, but this was one snow day they had Friday.
Yeah.
And that probably is it.
Yeah.
So they should have given them today off, too.
Right.
Today would have been a perfect day. Boy, you know, I just told you, it's so hard to wake up kids so early in the morning. And I thought didn't Evanston High School start later? Wasn't there some high school that actually went with a later start?
Some schools, actually the school I went to, you had either a late start or early dismissal. So you could
Every day?
So you could either start your school, I think.
You got to choose?
Yeah, an 8 o'clock start or a 9 o'clock start. So I, of course, went 9 and would always put in brackets, I'm good for 10. If you guys want to make it 10, I'll stay a little extra if you want to start at 10. So you could either start it at 8 or 9.
So you would choose, like, first hour study hall or last hour study hall so you could get...
I never had a study hall.
Where did you go?
Well, you could choose that, but then if your choice was... late start, then you had to, you know, the hour carried over. You had to start,
that's way better, though.
3 o'clock as opposed to 2 o'clock.
That's still a short day. Your girls, I don't know what time they started when they were in high school, but our high school,
8:30, I think.
7:45.
No, that's too early.
I mean,
that's way too early.
That is a huge difference.
Yeah.
Last year, junior high was 8:30. That was acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 8:15 elementary school, but you're a little kid. You get up early for everything because you're in a hurry to draw.
I guess so. Yeah, right. Yeah.
But high school, 7:45, they have
to
be there.
And if you're an athlete, a lot of the sports have practice. Like swimming was always beforehand.
I can't even believe that.
Yeah, that's too early. That's way too early.
You know, this is why I feel sorry for kids. I do.
Yeah. Well, but then the argument is made, but when you get a real job, when you go out into the real world, a lot of times your business is going to start at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock.
Not if you choose radio as a career or stand-up comedy.
No, but when we were doing mornings, you know, I was getting up at 4:15.
I was getting up at 3:30.
That's
quite
not normal.
Honestly, it's easier for me to get up at 3:30 than it is to get up at 6:45.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know why.
What's that all about?
I don't know. I have weird sleep habits. We haven't done mornings in how many years? And I guess I did doing traffic for a while with Don and Roma.
Yeah.
But I've been here going on 4 years, I think.
Yeah.
And for the last 3 years, I still wake up at 3.
Do you really?
Every day. And then I go back to bed.
Yeah.
But then it's like, it screws me up.
On the days... All right, so at the time I was doing the overnight shift, but they would frequently have me fill in, like for Jonathan Bramway.
Yeah, you were great.
Like, oh, that's nice of you.
Loved your yeah, baby, that you came up
that
with.
That wasn't me. Oh. That was him. That was him. But whenever I would fill in, it took me 3 days to get back in the normal swing for my regular body clock.
Because like overnight is just like an experiment.
I was fine with it.
You're the only one.
Those hours were so conducive to my regular hours that everybody else goes, don't you want to fall asleep? No, I was so wired and wide awake, even though it was the middle of the night. I don't know what it is. I like that hour, those hours.
But when did you sleep then?
Because
if you were on all night.
I would come home, right, so it was a six-hour shift. You know?
Yeah, that
it was
you
midnight
had the longest,
to six.
Oh, my God.
John Williams looked it up. I had the longest talk shift of anybody in the country. There were a couple people who
wasn't
did
good,
music.
But no, it was the longest. No, I'm
it
kidding.
Was,
it was.
Of the hour, I'd say 45 to 50 minutes of it was pretty solid.
I know. I don't know how you did it.
It was just me reading Bazooka Joe comics.
It worked. And just to be able to talk, I mean, that's long.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wouldn't do, like, everybody always goes, well, you can repeat stuff, it's 6 hours, so you can do stuff at the beginning and then do it again toward the end.
I never liked doing that either.
No, because I always knew there were some people out there, I want to believe that we're listening to the whole 5 or 6 hours, you know?
I think that's one of the most loyal listeners. And
easily.
Nick DiGilio will tell you that for sure.
Without a doubt.
Because you have kind of a captive audience. If
they're third shifters.
Yeah, they're working and they...
You're it.
Yep.
Yeah, so, oh, yeah, I was so in appreciation of that. I got that. But anytime I would fill in, like I could do the late night shift every day for a year and it wouldn't change anything. But once you put me on the mornings for a day, the rest of my week was just, I was an idiot. You know, I would just walk around going, I don't know if it's day or night. I have no idea.
But when did you see your family and stuff? See, that's where, you know, it screws with you.
Yeah, that's the downside. Is that their dinner was my breakfast.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Although when Jimmy Mack and I both worked mornings, he was the producer of Jonathan Brandmeier's show, and you and I worked at Q101, so we would both get up at 3:30 and have to go to work.
Yeah.
That was the one time we had the same schedule. Other than that,
That's the only time.
Tag team.
Yeah.
But we used to go out to eat with all the seniors at like 4. It was awesome. Like 4 p.m., we'd go out to dinner and we'd get all, you know, they didn't give us the specials because we weren't old enough.
Right.
But, you know, you'd have your dinner and then if you're both on the same schedule, it was kind of easy to do then.
It's easy, yeah. Right. The only time the mornings was, I mean, it was always a challenge because I'm not a morning person at all. But when our daughters were born, they were on different sleep schedules. So I went like 4 months where I was averaging an hour and a half to 2 hours a night. I never got more than 3. And you're not, that's not safe. You just can't operate
no,
like that.
I mean, didn't you fall asleep at stoplights and stuff?
I fell asleep. I've never fallen asleep. No, I did one time fall asleep at a stoplight, but not because of that. But the best one was I fell asleep on the barber's chair once. I remember sitting down and then I don't remember. It was like getting a colonoscopy. It's like they gently woke me. And I said,
I like getting haircuts. I guess yours are much more catastrophic.
I'm saying there are some differences between getting a haircut and a colonoscopy, but for the sake of argument, much like when you're done with your colonoscopy and they just gently wake you and go, well, you're done. You congratulations. Everything's done. That's how it was with the haircut. Is the barber just said, Bill, we got another guy who wants to sit in the chair.
You
got to get up now. No, 5 more minutes. No, there's no 5 more minutes. You're in a barber shop. There's no, I'm not a snooze alarm. You have to leave now.
Well, it's, I don't know. It's teenagers, to me, it's very hard for them to get up. And when most of these kids go to college, like when I went to college, I picked classes that were, you know, like I'd be
later in the day.
Yeah, like noon to 5 or something.
Yes.
Because, I mean, getting up early, I just don't like getting up, regardless of the time. I really love to sleep. I'm sorry.
Whoever invented it, good move.
I agree.
All for it. But getting back to President's Day for just a little bit, I mean, yeah, we have our decorations up, and we went caroling, and that was fun. And there's plenty of figgy pudding at my house if you want some, Wendy. Just say the word. I'll bring you as much figgy pudding as you want. I'll bring it right here, as the song would suggest.
Yes, it would.
What's so? Why are people so demanding of figgy pudding? Other pudding, you just go, hey, if you have a chance, I wouldn't mind some. But with figgy pudding, bring some right here. They want it, and they want it now.
I never had figgy pudding. Isn't it just fig pudding?
Yeah.
I would like that.
It's
a
nickname for fig pudding. It's like plum pudding that the good people of England have.
I like plum better than figs. In fact, I'll say it right now.
Uh-oh.
I'll admit something.
A quick warning to everybody. This is going to be very controversial, so be ready.
I never liked Fig Newtons.
Wendy! I don't either.
I know.
They're awful.
They're really not good.
They're horrendous.
I like a fresh fig. There's something to be said for that. That's really good. But, you know, every once in a while, your family member usually your mom, would buy Fig Newtons because they're supposed to be healthy. Nah. So you'd be like, oh, I'm getting a cookie. And you'd take it and you'd go, these are really good. No, they're not.
They're not
I never
good.
Liked them.
They're not good. You're not missing anything.
And there was a strawberry Newton. Those weren't really good either.
There was a time where they put out an array of flavors, each of them more repulsive than the others. Are they still sponsoring us, Chaz? They are? Okay. I love them. Don't get me wrong. They're great. How come, speaking of snack foods, how come if you say biscuits here in America, you're talking about a roll, but if you say biscuits in England, you're talking about a cookie or a cracker? How come? How did the word biscuits become something totally different from one country to the other? And is that why we seceded from Great Britain over the argument of what exactly biscuits are?
It's everything, though. In fact, my cousin Erin is from here, but she's been living in London she's been going to school there.
Yeah.
And she does cute little YouTube videos and the difference between here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things, like, for instance, a female body part.
A female body part.
God, what is it? It's totally the opposite of what we say.
What could that be?
Oh,
so
I
there's a
remember.
Female body part that in America means one thing, but it means the exact
no,
opposite
it's
in England?
It's like there's a word that means...
What does it start with?
I can't remember. I gotta watch your videos, but... It's completely backwards.
I know there's a lot of I mean, obviously, there's plenty of words that are different from here to there. I get it. But I can't think of a female body part that would fit that description.
I see. I don't want to mess it up. Somebody knows. It's like, I think if you say butt, like we say butt, but in London, the butt is...
The front? What?
The front butt.
Are you sure?
It's one of those two. Somebody knows.
I'm not sure that's right.
Yes, it is.
Yeah?
Yeah, they do. That's what I'm saying. Everything's different. 312-235-2525.
That seems...
That might not be the right one.
So, but anatomically, the people of England, they're not...
Their
lower torso is not turned
it's
around.
It's not different. But...
No, that's impossible. Although the water swirls a different way. But that wouldn't be enough to change your body structure.
No.
We were watching, there's a show, did you ever hear of a show called Borderline?
Yes.
All right, so it's this British show, it's very similar to The Office. It's done almost identically to The Office. It's almost like they're doing a documentary on the people who work at this very small airport in England that, checks foreigners as they come in to make sure that they're safe. It's really funny. You would love it. It's really a funny show. And in two different scenes, they say biscuits, and then when they show them, they're eating cookies. And I don't know why it never occurred to me before, but biscuits is one of those words. It means, if you say biscuits in America, it means a roll, but it, as you pointed out, it's a female body part in England.
I think I remembered what it is.
What?
She was holding up a fanny pack, and she said, don't say fanny. This isn't called a fanny pack in when you're in London, because the fanny means...
Really?
Uh-huh. So that's, you think their biscuits are different. Their biscuits are different.
It couldn't be more different. You know what's startling about this show, by the way? You've never seen it, right?
No.
Borderline? You know, one of the most offensive words, again, we go to female body parts for 100, Alex, that starts with a C,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I got it.
They use that word, not... extremely often,
but it's very,
it's so matter of fact there.
Yeah.
It's just thrown out like it's no big deal, where on an American sitcom, if somebody said that word, people's heads would spin.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, what did he say? What did she say? That's impossible. But on this one, they'll just call each other it and move on. There's like no big deal.
I know. It's just
it's just a throw on, tack on word. No big deal. Nothing. Fine.
I can't watch the show then.
No, you'll be. I'll edit those words out for you to make it less offensive. All right, let's do this. Can we take a break now and Judy will come in and do the news? Is that all right?
Sure.
Does Judy come in on President's Day, Jazz? I don't know if this is one of her days off. We don't know. All right. Oh, it's a mystery. It's a mystery, everybody. Will Judy Pilak be in on President's Day? That's the mystery to be solved next.
I'm saying yes.
I think she'll be here too. We'll see. All right, stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right. You threw out a mystery. You were wondering whether or not Judy Pilak was here on President's
Everyone
Day.
Everyone loves a mystery.
We had a mystery yesterday. My great nephew, Micah Allen Allard, was baptized.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole family was in attendance, and Jimmy Mack started saying, do you think he's going to cry when the priest pours water over his head, yes or no? So we were all trying to...
You guys did side bets on this.
We did.
Interesting.
Jim was the only one who said Micah would cry when the priest put water on his head. Dylan, Michael, and I both said, no, he's not going to cry. This baby slept during the whole baptism.
Really?
It was the best baby ever in the whole wide world. He was the only boy who was getting baptized that day. There were two little girls. One was very cryy.
Yeah.
The other one was pretty good. But Micah just sat there in his father's arms, sound asleep, and they leaned him over the baptism font.
Uh-huh. Is that the font that they used? Was the baptism font?
It was a font.
I love it.
And they poured water over his head, and he kind of opened his eyes a little bit and just was chill. It was the greatest thing. And then his little sister Addie was watching, and it was a lovely little family day for the Snyders yesterday.
The key, though, is making side bets on the event.
Yeah, Jim lost.
So
we were making side bets whether or not you were going to take President's Day off. I said no.
President's Day?
It's no holiday to you.
It's not a holiday.
Who's your favorite of the presidents, Jude?
Fond of Lincoln.
Lincoln was good.
Because I live in the land of Lincoln.
Yep. F. Murray Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
You liked Millard Fillmore, didn't you?
Huge Fillmore fan. Love Millard Fillmore. And if we had twin boys instead of twin girls, they would both be named Millard.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Well,
we'd spell it differently.
Micah's an unusual name for a boy.
Yeah.
And it was my great-grandmother's name.
I've only known it to be a boy. It's a biblical name.
I
think her name was Micah, but that was a grandmother. Somehow.
Is it M-I-C-A-H?
Yeah.
It is? I like that, too.
Yeah. And it's weird because I have a Michael. And when, you know, it sounds like Michael when they say it, but it's Micah. And yes, my niece chose that for her son.
Mm-hmm.
And she and her husband, Karen Daniel, were not telling anybody names.
That's a good move because people will
criticize.
Oh, I like it. But a lot of people are going to say, well, what is that? You know, you always get a little bit of that.
I'm just too much of a blabbermouth. I had to tell everybody everything. I'm having a boy. Here's what I'm naming it.
Yeah.
If it's a girl, it'll be Marley McInerney. I never had the girl.
Not yet.
Did you walk around like with the pregnancy test and show everyone?
No, God.
Look at the stick. Look at the color.
God forbid.
It's red. It's got a line.
How about that? How about that?
All right, that would be really bad. No.
It was a baseball player, I think, named Micah Bowie a couple years ago.
Spelled like that?
M-I-C-A-H.
Yeah.
That's the biblical spelling of it, right?
Yeah. I don't think there is another.
There are a lot of Lucas now, too.
Yep.
Do they live on the seventh floor?
My one of my daughter's ex-boyfriend, don't say anything.
What?
Yes.
Don't tell anyone.
You loved him.
I did.
Luca?
Yeah, he came to Mexico. We met him in Mexico.
Bill paid for it.
Wow.
I didn't pay for his trip, but I mean, you know, when we went out to dinner and we did anything, I paid for it then. But
you'll pay for
I liked
now.
Him a lot. My wife liked him a lot. Everybody in the family liked him a lot.
Such a bummer.
Except your daughter.
But Kylie and he broke up, and then I said to Kylie, do you ever take my feelings into account? I liked him a lot. This is hurtful to me.
Because he had some connections to the...
he was Cher's godson.
Yeah, that's why Bill liked him.
Why couldn't she like him?
Oh, who cares?
Believe in love. It's so sad because this is the second time that she's dated somebody that I just go, this guy's great. Because she had a boyfriend here for a while that was such a cool guy, and now this guy. And then as soon as I take a liking to him, that's enough for her.
Doesn't that tell you something?
Yeah, I got to pretend I don't like them
Give
from
the
now
cold
on.
Shoulder. Yeah,
yeah, that's my new move.
How about just let her experiment in her life? Wouldn't you rather she settle with someone she's 100% happy with?
In all honesty, so she just turned 21. I had a feeling this wasn't going to be the only guy for her. You know, she was going to still, you know, look around, maybe date around.
Why did you think that?
Because at 21, although I met Terry, I was 21 when I met my wife, so
you can do it.
But had you had
original
many other girlfriends before her?
Hundreds.
Yes. None.
No, I did.
He did.
I definitely did. I didn't have hundreds. I was kidding. But no, she wasn't the only girl I ever dated. Although,
I guess she would have been the only one.
But you know what's funny? If Reese or Kylie, if we're talking about something and I mention a girl that I used to date, it kills them.
Well,
they go, what?
They don't want to think of their parent with someone else.
Right.
They just don't.
It destroys them, though. Reese one time said, I was telling her some story about a girl, and she goes, I don't want to hear this. And I go, no, it's all right. No, I can't listen to that.
Mom knows.
Yeah, she definitely knows. And it was 5 years before I met, you know, I was like 16 or 17. There's no place for that story. Please.
Yeah, kids don't want to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll do some news and then more reminiscing. Here with the news.
Did you ever have a girlfriend before? You got very offended when you asked him that.
Right, that was an awful question.
You said hundreds or thousands, whatever your answer was.
Well, you acted as though Terry and my marriage is an arranged marriage or something.
That's pretty early. That was pretty young.
Yeah.
Some people don't date till they're older, they're in their 20s.
I was already finished dating by 21.
Yeah.
Well, I have boys and they're late bloomers.
It's totally different now.
Yeah.
Have they had significant girlfriends yet?
Well,
nor
if they have. They haven't told me.
Mine have
even
not.
More hurtful.
But I'm 18 and 15. But
right.
By 18 and 15, when I was growing up,
you had a couple.
Right.
Right.
So when you say 21,
not at the same time.
What do you think I was?
Oh, I'm wrong.
I'm thinking 21 could have been your first real girlfriend. Easy.
And then it's a better story to say, yes, Terry's the only woman I ever dated, and then I knew I'd marry her. You could have played that.
I think
that.
I'd get less respect from them if I said, like Judy's belief that I would never have dated somebody prior to my wife.
No, you just don't want them to think you're dorky. Too late.
Right. I show them a series of pictures of supermodels. This is Christy Brinkley. She and I dated for a while. All right, we'll take...
Vera was my favorite.
It's news time.
It's news time. If there is a bad side to that, it's you get a quick melt-off. So there's going to be a lot of water damage.
You know? There's already flooding from the snow that's melting. So
yeah, but it's not warm enough. I mean, there's still snow, so rain that's coming has nowhere to go yet.
Well, and the ground's still
saturated.
Yeah.
Our whole back patio is completely submerged.
Is it really?
Just water.
Already?
Yeah, because there was so much snow, and then this morning, as we were going, out the door and through the backyard to grandmother's house, we go.
Right.
It was completely underwater.
Oh, I didn't look yet.
Kevin Costner went by on a raft with some scary looking people.
You didn't book him for the show?
No, he didn't want to do the show.
He's busy paddling.
He's got a lot going on.
I'm always worried about my basement. I hate when there's a
when the water comes on.
Yeah. I used to be like that.
Permaseal. Yes.
I know. I got it.
Permaseal and
trust me,
I can't
Brooklinen.com.
There are some
Sherry's
people,
berries.
But Permaseal, before I even used Permaseal, I don't endorse them. I love them because they saved my life. My mom used Permaseal many, many years ago, and it was just a minor thing that they need to fix. Of course, when I have Permaseal come out to look, I needed everything.
That's my fear, I know.
But it is so great to never have water again.
I know.
Ever.
I know.
And Permaseal was married to Heidi Klum. Did you guys know that? Anyway,
when it would rain, you'd run downstairs.
I had to think about
that
for a minute
to see. Just
water everywhere.
Yeah,
yeah. Wow.
Time release.
Wow,
it's
that
a holiday,
was good.
All right.
That was like contact the cold medication.
Yes, hits you later on when you're not expecting it.
That was very good.
That's the kind of comedy I'm doing now, Wendy. A lot of guys do stuff they want immediate reaction. I say no. Let's wait 14, 15 seconds and see what happens.
You'll really come up with some good stuff, so people it'll hit them on the way home.
Yeah, later on. That's even better.
And then they'll follow you on Facebook.
Yeah.
Perfect.
They'll
be like, that pill isn't dumb. He's funny.
Yeah, he's funny in the future. Not by today's standards.
Funny in the future.
Yep. I'd rather do that. That's something to look forward to. Are you able to stay or are you okay to stay? All right. So these two kids did something that I thought only happened in Little Rascals movies.
Or in your life.
Or in my life.
I can see you doing this.
Or in my life.
they wanted to go see the movie Black Panther over the weekend.
Getting rave reviews, by the way.
Yeah, and did unbelievable box office business. It broke all kinds of records. Everybody wants to see Black Panther. So these two kids decided that their best way of getting in. Now, at first, I was confused by this because it's not an R-rated movie. It's a PG-rated movie. So I went, why didn't they just buy tickets and go in like everybody else did? It's not R-rated. They can get in. It's PG. But they wanted to save money. So they did the thing, like I said, that you've seen in Little Rascals movies. They became, the two of them, one very tall man. They sat, one of them sat on the other one's shoulders, and they put a trench coat on and a hat.
I love that.
And then they lined up, and there's pictures of them at a box office trying to get in, pretending to be one grown up, you know, one very tall grown up man.
Like when in very reality, tall.
Yeah, oh, huge.
I mean, that's what screwed it up.
Right. I swear to you, Wendy, when I saw this, I went, if they were just of normal size, you know, because think about it, if they're each 4 feet tall, and they're taller than that, but say they're 4 feet tall, one on top of the other one's shoulders, even though they're sitting, you're going to be a 7 foot tall guy. That's gonna raise a red flag or two.
Right. Hey, Manute Bol's here again. Right. Come see the Black Panther.
But there's
Panther.
No other way to do it. I mean, you can't crouch down anymore.
Go right. As a donkey.
I could have tried that.
But then no one wants to be the butt.
Which means something totally different in England.
You still need two seats, probably.
Right, right. I'm surprised they didn't do this. I've seen this in Warner Brothers cartoons. You walk in backwards so that it looks like you're leaving. Did you ever see that in a,
yes.
Like a Pink Panther cartoon
yes.
Or a,
no,
a Looney Tunes?
That's a good one.
You just walk in backwards. You almost like moon dance backwards. And then whoever sees you goes, well, he must be leaving. He's headed that way.
Do that when you go on Rose Show today.
Yeah,
you can
that.
Go home.
Right. Right. You get out early. Everybody wins. So congratulations, kids, for trying it. It didn't work. There's all kinds of pictures of these kids on the internet. Jasmine, can we post one on our Facebook page so people can see how not to break into Black Panther?
So did they get in?
No. The manager of the theater was wise to their antics.
You know what? A lot of times when I go to the theater now, I'm trying to think, do they even take the ticket? They're so laissez-faire
yeah,
about it all.
That you
could almost...
Well, a lot of times you have to buy the ticket,
right.
But a lot of times, you know.
Well, let's be honest.
You show them the phone.
That
you,
act of,
yeah,
they take the ticket and they rip it and they hand it back to you. You could almost argue that that's an unnecessary job, couldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, to people who do that for a living, God bless you. I'm glad that you've found a
yeah,
niche
but you,
in life.
They sometimes don't even have that guy anymore.
Right. That's what I mean is they figured
right,
out
they
you
think,
don't need
but,
that.
So those doors are always, people are walking in and out. I think
right.
You could kind of walk past the person. I'm thinking of smaller theaters, I guess.
It's the perfect
oh,
crime.
But any theater, not that I've done it. But.
You know, like so many people will pay to see a movie, and then when the movie's over, they'll go and they'll see another movie.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's a crime.
I can't sit there that long, man.
That's too, well, one movie's too
theater
long.
Theater
ass.
If it's two over
movies.
2 hours, theater
well,
ass kicks
they
in.
They have the great.
I do like
chairs.
The reclining ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes it a more enjoyable experience,
oh, if they
doesn't
had blankets, it?
Blankets,
it would be the best.
I know. I am so with you on that, but I wouldn't use someone
yeah,
else's blanket.
Right. I think I'll bring my own next.
Ask
yeah,
at the office.
That's a great idea.
You don't have a Afghan that I can use during the.
I'm
going to
bring
Black
a
Panther.
Backpack.
Why don't we use the one on the plane? It isn't a package,
yeah.
Though.
I don't use that.
It's in a package,
Judy.
You
I'm sure
the
they wash that every time. I'm positive.
I think they just refold them, and, you know,
them
seal them again.
Yeah, I would imagine. Did you guys sneak into R-rated movies when you were a kid?
I never had to. I always looked older than I was.
Did you? We would get adults, like my friends and I, this was at the Tinley Park Theaters, we would always find adults that were going to see the same movie as us and ask if they could serve as surrogate parents for us and buy us tickets. You know, we'd give them the money.
Right.
And then, no, these kids are with
and
me.
And they always do it?
I wouldn't have done it.
I
don't
think
I
every time,
either.
Yeah, I think every, yeah.
I didn't
I
buy
so.
Beer for people, just myself when I was underage.
I wouldn't do alcohol either, but for a movie, like if a kid asked me today if I was going to see a movie, hey, they won't let me in, I think I'd probably let them in.
If it was an R movie?
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that.
No? It was done for me. I feel like it's the passing of the torch, like I'd almost have to do it because so many people, I'm serious, I probably did it 25 or 30 times when I was a kid.
You know why I wouldn't do it? And this is really terrible to say. What if that kid that you let in did something to
snaps
hurt someone?
As a
yeah.
result of seeing yeah. an R-rated movie?
Or that was his plan and he couldn't get in. It's like, I don't trust anybody anymore. I don't want to be held responsible
I
for
just,
someone
I,
else's issue.
I just
issue.
Wouldn't do it for the... Because I'm a parent. And I'm like, eh, if your parent
really?
Didn't want to come here and do it, maybe I don't want to be the...
I don't remember ever having an adult question it. They would always just go, yeah, sure, that's not a problem. Just, you know, stick
really?
With us. Really? Yeah. And I've done it a handful of times, and I, you know, unless
it looks going to be very
ever,
scary.
Yeah, nobody ever, you mean kids have come up to you and asked you to get them in?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's happened two or three times.
Well, because he looks like a big kid.
Right. Hey, big kid. Want to be pals? Yeah. I got Legos.
Great to have a big kid like you.
I would love that. That would be fun for everybody.
That is funny.
But if I thought there was something in the movie, I'm trying to think if I was ever...
Like, how about It?
Oh,
you
well...
You know, I just... Or something that had a lot of sex in it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just...
Maybe
it's maybe the age of the kid.
One time, my friend Dan and I went to see Saturn III. Do you know that movie, Saturn III?
No.
All right, it's
I
a sci-fi
it was Saturn
movie.
Five.
No, Saturn III.
Okay, wait. You didn't say that you were going to these kind of movies, so
what?
I'd be like, sure, come in.
Well, here's the reason.
It's a B movie.
Saturn III. So this was at the height of Farrah Fawcett's popularity, and it's Farrah Fawcett, Kirk Douglas, and Harvey Keitel, and they're out in space together.
And that's a great little trio.
That's a pretty good movie, right?
How are those special effects?
Well, good, because we heard from friends of ours that also saw Saturn III. So I would have been 17, okay? So we heard from our friends that Farrah Fawcett is not only in the movie, but there's a scene in there where Farrah Fawcett does not have her shirt on. And we said, we're going to see this immediately, to see this, Saturn III. So we, again, got two adults to pretend that they were parents.
See, but you're 17.
Right.
Okay, if they're that, if they look that old,
how could you not get in at 17? Did you look like you were 12?
Because it was, you had to be 18, and if they checked for ID, if they said, let's see some ID.
I looked 25 when I was 17.
I think I looked exactly 17.
You looked then what you look now,
yeah,
I bet.
Pretty much. But we knew that there was going to be a scene with a topless Farrah Fawcett, and that's the only reason we wanted to really see Saturn III. And then right at the moment that scene was starting, two ushers came with a flashlight and asked us to go outside. And my friend Dan and I are like, can we wait like a minute
oh
and a half?
God.
And then you can kick us out? No, come with us. You're coming with us.
How like do they know?
Yeah.
I
who read
think
you out?
The people who bought the tickets.
Oh, I wonder. Do you think they would have? I don't think they would have. But I think that those ushers knew that there were a lot of teenage boys there for that particular scene.
And they can't let them get their jollies looking at her
isn't that
without
sad?
A shirt on, as you put
her?
It.
You didn't see it?
No. Years later on VHS. At an hour 17
and
into
was
the
it
movie.
Worth it, Bill?
Yes. It was. It was worth the wait.
I was thinking of Farrah Fawcett the other day. I can't believe she's gone.
I know.
Yeah.
She had such a horrendous
Oh, yeah.
Disease.
Awful.
Oh, sad.
I mean, all cancer is sad, but that's a very painful brand of cancer she had.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she is one of those people.
I
every once in a while, a name comes up and you go, well, they can't be gone. And yeah, Farrah Fawcett's one of them.
Yeah, how many kids even know who Farrah Fawcett is?
Isn't that something? I wonder if my daughters would know.
So big. Yeah, I don't think my boys would know who she is.
Isn't that crazy how you could be such a pop icon to one generation, then the next comes and they don't?
You know why my kids might know it? If it's been featured on the Goldbergs at all. Like if there was
a
poster.
Oh, is it a joke about it or something?
Maybe because Adam Goldberg has posters in his room.
Yeah.
So that'd be the only way, or Barry the brother.
But it's like David Cassidy, you know.
Right.
Who I loved.
Kind of lost in time for
the
next generation.
Yeah, I forgot he passed away too, poor thing.
And why isn't the Partridge Family on?
Yeah,
the Brady Bunch is on all the time.
It's still on?
Yeah,
my daughter watches it incessantly.
Yeah.
Where is it on? I want to watch
it. On, he's on TNT or something?
Yeah, one of those stations.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Womp, womp, womp.
The sad Brady music. So emotional. Jude, one time, you know, Henry Winkler does some commercial for, is it AARP or something? What Henry Winkler's doing something where he's trying to help elderly people with something.
Yeah, Hartford or something.
Yeah. And I was watching with one of my daughters, and I said to Reese, it was Reese, I go, there was a time where he was the coolest guy on TV. And she just laughs and she goes, that guy? And I go, yeah, he was the coolest guy on TV.
Isn't that funny?
She refused to believe it.
One reverse mortgage.
It's one reverse mortgage. That's what it is.
Yeah. Were we that dorky?
No.
Oh, he was
pretty cool.
The character that Henry Winkler played,
Arthur Fonzarelli,
was cool.
Yeah.
He was in that movie then and did ballet. Like, we found out about him after he was Fonzie, where...
Well, he did a special on television about Shakespeare.
Right. And it was weird to me because it's like, hey, what? That is not how you roll.
Right.
I don't know. I don't care. But it's just,
hey, or not to be. That was the name of the special.
See, but when you go back and look at that, don't you kind of, aren't you like, ugh. It's not cool.
Well, he wasn't cool.
At the time, why do we think, I mean, it's not like Paul Newman, who was so cool when he was young. And he still is cool. You go back. It's like, oh, he's cool.
He didn't host a Shakespeare thing.
It's like, well, how dumb were we that we thought that was so cool?
Oh, no. Fonzie was pretty cool.
He was. He was legitimately pretty cool.
I'll give Chachi a little cool factor, too. Sorry. Who was the other one?
His other nephew?
Yeah.
Spike.
I liked him better.
He was his nephew in the first season or two. Just a couple sprinklings of episodes. Not a lot of Spike.
I liked Spike better than Chachi.
But then they brought Chachi in.
But I'm telling you, Fonzie was the coolest of cool. This was the 1950s. Black leather, greaser hair.
Right.
He could start, you know, the jukebox with one little hit. It's like everybody came to Fonzie for advice. He could snap his fingers and he'd have a girl under his arm. What is not cool about that?
He didn't have time to say Cunningham to Mr. and Mrs. Cunningham. He would just say Mr. C. And that was all he needed to do because he had a very busy schedule. I had a t-shirt. You probably remember this shirt.
Jimmy Mack had it.
He had the same shirt. So it's a cartoon of Fonzie with his thumbs up and it just says A across the top. And if I was going somewhere where I knew there was a girl to impress, that was the t-shirt.
That was your go-to shirt?
I'm putting that shirt on, yeah.
Did it work?
Are you also a Fonzie fan? Look at the shirt.
I'm a little bit older than you guys. That I was.
That he wasn't that cool?
Or I didn't.
So who would have been the guy?
That much.
Would it have been one of the guys
Cassidy.
From?
But
no,
see, I was
he
young.
Was same
David
era.
Cassidy. That was no. I was young. I was definitely in grammar school.
About the same time, wasn't it?
No.
Would it have been one of the guys from Man
David
from
Cassidy
Uncle?
David Cassidy from the Partridge Family. That was like the '70s.
Yeah, David Cassidy.
I guess.
David Cassidy was right around that. If you thought Fonzie was cool, you were just coming off of David Cassidy being cool. Right?
When was Happy Days on?
Happy Days was on. Way later.
No, way later. No, it would have been just
maybe
a couple years.
2 to 5 years, 3 to 5 years, but it was.
About that. Yeah, maybe 3 years.
Here, I'll tell you. I got
there's
you have a computer?
Right
you have a computer
internet.
On you? So your guys would have been.
Yeah, who was cool for you if it wasn't?
The guys from Man from
74
Uncle.
To 84 was Happy Days.
Uh huh.
And
wow,
Partridge
74?
Yeah, it was the same kind of time.
I think Partridge Family ended in 74, 75, maybe.
70 to 74. I guess Partridge Family was first. I take that back.
Definitely.
By a few years.
And that's what I'm saying. I feel like I maybe didn't watch. Well, I watched Happy Days, but it wasn't. I loved the Partridge Family. I mean, I never missed the Partridge Family.
So your cool guy would have been Dobie Gillis?
God, I don't even know who that is.
Oh, no, really?
Well, because she's not that much. She's like 2 years older than us.
Yeah. Oh, is that someone from like the 40s?
How about the brother on the Patty Duke show, Paul?
I liked Patty Duke.
Oh, I liked him.
Yeah.
I don't remember Paul.
Who played him?
Good actor. I don't remember his name.
What?
I don't remember his name.
What? You don't know an answer?
I thought everyone on the show was played by Patty Duke. It shocked me years later when I went, wait, the parents were not played by Patty Duke? No, just Kathy and Patty.
Do you know my whole life people have told me I remind them of Patty Duke?
I could see it.
Yeah.
What?
I could definitely
Paul
see
O'Keefe.
Paul O'Keefe.
Got it.
That's the guy. But did that bother you as a kid when the Patty Duke show was on? There's no such thing as identical cousins.
And Ross was his name.
Yeah.
Ross Lane.
Oh, Ross Lane. What did I say? Paul's his real name.
Yeah.
They were identical cousins, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
And
but
you'll find.
And one of them had a European accent for some reason, even though she was she from Europe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Was she? She came over from Europe? I can't remember.
Yeah. There was a bit of a difference where one was raised at Pandora's a minuet.
Now, that was the 60s for Patty Duke.
That was the 60s,
right?
Yeah.
So that was more like my
I know who your cool guy would have been.
I was watching what my parents were watching.
Your cool guy would have been David Hedison from Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
No. Million Dollar Man.
$6 Million Man?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Lee Majors?
I got ripped off. Mine was only $1
million. Wendy, inflation, $6 million man.
I don't know.
Huggy Bear, Starsky and Hutch.
Antonio Fargas?
No,
was he your cool guy?
Starsky.
Yeah.
Hutch was just too nice.
No, yeah, he was too.
He was mamby pamby.
He was.
What do you mean?
And then when he put that record out, it was like, you're done.
Don't give up on us,
baby.
Oh, you're going to make me cry, Jude.
I think I had the record or album.
The record wasn't that bad until you got older and realized it was that bad.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying about Fonzie.
Is
when
that,
you get older, you're
you
like,
think it was fake cool?
Why did we think he was cool? Yeah.
He was.
Well, because they
but
put
I
him
But I think
by...
if you're cool, you are always cool.
But he was always cool on the show.
Our kid, like your daughter, was like, really?
She could not believe
but
that
if
that
you
guy.
You showed her Paul. Like, I don't know why I keep going back to Paul Newman because he was in so many kind of bad boy.
Yeah, right.
When he was younger, yeah. And so cool. Like he would, she would. If she, you showed
that
her
cool
that,
holds up.
That cool holds up. It's, right. That's cool.
Right.
Fonzie was kind of dumb cool.
And not on the show.
Well, he wasn't a brainiac.
No, to us, I'm saying. When you look back, you're like,
yeah.
There's one person who was way cooler.
Who's this?
Rerun.
Rerun's very cool. Hey, what's happening?
Yeah,
very cool. Yep. And that holds up.
Cool just is always cool. Yeah, cool is cool.
Yep. All right. You heard it here from Judy, everybody. Cool is cool. That's the message we're sending out today.
Did I say that right?
You did say that.
Speaking of cool, Sports Central is coming up next. We'll find out what they have coming up. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.